Good morning. With the news on KFM, I'm Betty Mudondo. In the wake of Ebola outbreak in the country, the Minister of Health has released updated standard operating procedures and guidelines to ensure safety of members of the public. The public is therefore advised to maintain strict hygiene, avoid physical contact, and report suspected cases to local authorities. Organizers of mass gatherings and events are implored to notify health authorities before holding events. The leaders that are organizing to have Thanksgiving events advised to postpone the arrangements and align with the guidelines. Religious leaders are required to work closely with health authorities for the safety of the congregants and the general public. The general public is also advised to stop all forms of physical greetings, touching to gatherings. Drivers, conductors and riders must have hand washing or sanitizing stations and clean their vehicles regularly. Operators are instructed not to carry in passengers with flu-like symptoms or an elevated temperature. Institutions are also told to set up hand washing facilities with clean running water and soap at all entry points, classrooms and dining areas. They should comply with the standard operating procedures for schools to the dot. The handling of burial of bodies of suspected Ebola victims are restricted to trained burial teams. Now, Michael Kasada, the police spokesperson for the Soga East region, has called upon the public to cooperate with security and health authorities by adhering to the issued standard operating procedures to successfully curb the spread of the Ebola virus.